Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, so I'm calling because supposedly I ordered a Wi-Fi booster. Actually, they gave me this receipt, and they said, well, you ordered it. And I, to be honest, I never remember ordering it because I don't know why I would order one, you know?
Yes, sir. I totally understand. Yes, sir. So this is fraud on your account, sir?
I believe it is.
You believe it is? Okay. Could you verify your first and last name to make sure I have the right account pulled up, please?
Yep. It's James Townsend.
Thank you, sir. And is your address 7174 Highway 95 Northwest, Princeton?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. And see, did he tell you the date that it was charged?
Well, it says ordered on 11/30/2021.
Yes,
and that's all. They give me this order confirmation, and I'm like, okay. I thought, well, if I would have ordered it, then it would show up, right?
It should. Yeah. I was just going to look at the tracking to see what it could possibly say. It might not go back that far, but we're going to check and see if maybe that will help us out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, because if I ordered it, I don't mind. But the problem is I would have no reason to order a Wi-Fi booster in my shop because I have Wi-Fi.
Yes, sir. And see, all it does is increase the signal and the strength for that Wi-Fi booster. But if it's a shop, you shouldn't have that problem anyway.
Right. Well, I mean, they're all tied to, they're all cabled. They're all tied
to the
wall.
So. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Somebody definitely did it. Of course, it tells me nothing for the tracking, to be honest. I guess I think when it went to January 1st, I can't pull up old tracking numbers too much after that day. But somebody ordered that Wi-Fi booster and you were charged $6.70 for the shipping and handling of the product. I was trying to see if it gave me any more information. And see, it doesn't. And there's no way. I just seeing they gave a tracking number, but if it doesn't pull up, that doesn't help us. And then did he let you know it was a free welcoming gift to one of our direct savings club? It's a shopping membership. And you would have got a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from our online shopping store.
Yeah, so I don't get none of that.
For the $56.95.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm like, well, it's kind of weird because I was just paying my bill today. And I'm like, what is this? So, because normally I don't even look, I just pay the bill, right? And, but yeah, and then I seen this. I'm like, what is this? So.
Yes, sir, definitely. He did get the account canceled. Let me look at that to stop all future charges. We do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with your local authorities, provide them with the IP address of the device that was used to make this purchase since you never received a Wi-Fi booster. And unfortunately, I can't track it. So we could do that to open an investigation.
Well, is there a way I can find out if we ordered it here? I mean, because the thing is, I don't ever remember doing it. And I have not received anything. I don't even know what this Wi-Fi booster is supposed to look like, right?
Yes, sir. So I don't either, to be honest. I was going to see if I could pull up a picture of it, but that's not really going to help me. And it looks like it was Ace Heating and Air at Outlook.com. Could that be your email?
That's our email. That's why I'm confused. Like I told the lady, I says I don't remember ordering it. And I don't order hardly anything on the internet. Okay, like to pretty much, if it's not work related, I don't buy it. So that's why I'm confused. So and then where is this thing? Because I don't know if it came UPS. The girls would have had our name on it. You know.
Definitely for that and. So we can definitely open up an investigation and go from there for you. Would you like to do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's It's like $156. I don't know if it's worth the hassle, but I'm just kind of bummed out. You know what I mean? It's
Yes,
like.
sir. I totally get it. And you said that's the $56.95 and the $56.95. You're seeing both those charges?
No, actually, all it because it started back in November for the 670, and then it was November, December, January, February, March, and April, and then May. So, but you know.
Let's see what we can do. I can definitely do the most refunds they let me do is three. I could do two $56.95s and one amount of $67.32.
Okay.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I mean, because I hate to cheat anybody out of your money. I'm just trying to figure out what
Oh,
happened.
no problem, sir. We can definitely. Oh, I get it. And I totally understand. Usually, if something comes to my house, I'm aware of it. So I get where you're coming from, but we can go ahead and do these three refunds for you. These three refunds will be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There'll be no more charges whatsoever. Can I give you a confirmation number just for your records?
Sure.
Yes, sir. C as in Charlie, 259-209-890.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
And
Well,
if I
thank
find
you.
out anything different, I'll let you know
Okay.
because.
Yes, sir. No problem. We got you taken care of. But if you find out anything different, please do, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll hang somebody up for that because
Yes,
I've got
sir.
the only credit card that's in my wallet, so that's why I can't figure it out.
Yes, sir. I
So.
totally get that too. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir, for calling customer service. You have a great weekend, please. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.